Same ground, different sound. You're on Homo Ground on BeboxRadio.com. This is Scantron with episode 112. That was the song Past Lives by Warriors, a Brooklyn-based punk rock band formed by Lauren Measure, Mike Hunchback, and Justin Sullivan in 2008. Currently, the lineup has a rotating cast of characters, with Lauren Measure steering the ship on guitar and vocals. Lauren was one of the artists involved in our Feminist Playing Cards project. She illustrated the Carrie Brownstein, Corin Tucker, and Janet Weiss of Slater Kinney, and Mia Zapata cards. Warriors have a new record coming out in October, so keep up with them on their Facebook page to get updates on that. You can find links to their website and to their Facebook page over at homoground.com/112. They will be playing on Sunday, August 18th at Coco 66 in Brooklyn, New York, with Ma Jolie, Cayetana, Bear Child, and The Crick. Doors are at 7:30, $8 at the door. Check it out, support some awesome bands. You can find the Facebook event over at the Homo Ground website too. Coming up, I've got two more songs by Warriors called Made to Mend and Promise Me You'll Never Say That in Front of My Friends.
Bye. blindly follow all the rules you were given. The end result is not my fault, it's not my problem. You probably have some questions if you ever stop asking.
You are listening to Homo Ground on BeboxRadio.com. Coming up this month on August 21st is our queer music panel. The event is at Blue Stocking Books in New York City, and it's a $5 donation. Come out and hear about the experiences of LGBTQ-identified people who work within the music industry. You'll get to hear stories about the type of work that they do, how they got into the jobs that they're doing, and just experiences that they've had working in the music industry. So if you're interested and want to know what it's like to be queer and to work within the music industry in today's landscape, come check it out. It's awesome. I've learned so much from all the past panels that we've had so far, and you get to meet some awesome people. So come out, check it out. It starts at 7 o'clock, Wednesday, August 21st. We've got links on our website for the Facebook event and all that. Head over to homoground.com/queermusicpanel. And if you know someone who might be a good fit for an upcoming panel, we're always looking for people to participate. So there's a form at the website. Get them to fill it out and we'll follow up. Coming up next is Counting Station, a musical project of Greensboro, North Carolina-based artist and musician Emily Henderson. Emily was also one of the artists involved in our Feminist Playing Card project. She illustrated the Loretta Lynn, Debbie Harry, Grace Jones, and Missy Elliott cards. Head over to feministcards.com to check those out. Outside of music and art, Counting Station spends their time doing meaningful work and things that matter, like preparing meals for other people, being outside, building things, and taking photos. Counting Station will be playing at the Pinhook on Sunday, August 18th in Durham, North Carolina, with Julia Weldon and Willower. Julia's music has been featured on our show in the past, so come out to support queer music. Show starts at 8 p.m. and $6 at the door. Julia is currently on tour from Brooklyn, New York, promoting her new album, Light is a Ghost. Coming up, I've got songs by Counting Station. Got the songs I'll Cut Off All My Sleeves, The Oldest Living Thing, and Would You Leave Me a Key?
I'll cut off all my sleeves. It'll be nothing like the 80s. It's always 15 degrees of separation between you and me. Cut off all my sleeves. It'll be nothing like the 80s. It's always 15 degrees of separation between you and me. Put off all my sleeves. It'll be nothing like the 80s. It's always 15 degrees of separation between you and me.
You're listening to Homo Ground on BeboxRadio.com. That was music by Counting Station. One of our latest projects are Feminist Playing Cards tote bags, which have the suits on a tote bag. And it looks pretty cool. They were designed by Andrea Georges, who is one of the artists involved in the project too. She screened all of the bags and did a limited run of them. And we're getting the shipment in this week. So those are going out into the world as soon as we get them into our hands, and they look awesome in person. So head over to feministcards.com if you want to order yours. Like I said, limited run, so no guarantees that you'll get yours, but head over there. We've got a few left. Yeah. Coming up next is High Dart, a one-woman duo based in Berlin. The members are complete opposites of each other. The only connection between them is that they are obviously the two sides of one and the same metal. Among other things, this conflict causes that High Dart's music alternates between overexposed but understuffed and underexposed but overstaffed sounds. The band is pretty shy, that's why you've probably never heard about them, but we have featured them before on Homo Ground, so hopefully you have. High Dart stands for autonomy and strangeness, and that's why she doesn't care. So yeah, she doesn't care about all that stuff, she just wants to make music. And coming up, I've got songs from an LP called Human Pills, and it's about strange relationships. Coming up are the songs Mary, Molly Bolt, and Living Room. And you can find links to High Dart's website at homoground.com/episode112.
Yeah. a nice girl. A million times you've been told, and twice as often you didn't understand. You didn't understand. Where is the days? Where is it now?
Thank you.
You're on Homo Ground on BeatboxRadio.com. That was music by High Dart from Berlin. Head over to homoground.com and check out our latest mixtape that was put together by Meredith Heil of Bearded Ladies, a female-run craft beer blog that features things like beer tourism, unlikely beer pairings, and behind-the-bar opinion pieces. Meredith has a unique take on craft beer and likens it to queer music. Both were founded on DIY ethics, creativity, and innovation. She says both celebrate difference, standing out from the mainstream. And most importantly, both are invested in sticking it to the man. The Bearded Ladies mixtape serves as the perfect backdrop for summer drinking, trying new beers, and having a good time. Head over to homoground.com/mixtape88 to listen to it and to find links to Bearded Ladies' website. Up next is Folkstar, a two-piece folk rock band from my hometown of Wilmington, North Carolina. Their new album, Loud and Clear, drops on August 20th, and they will be embarking on an East Coast tour this month and into September, and then hitting the West Coast in October. They will be playing our Homo Ground show that's happening this month, Tuesday, August 27th at Silent Barn in Brooklyn, New York, along with Clinical Trials and Wojciech. So put that on your radar and come hang out with us. If you haven't been to Silent Barn, it's an awesome space. So yeah, August 27th, Tuesday night. What else do you have to do on a Tuesday night, right? To find more tour dates from Folkstar, head over to their website and their Facebook page. You can find links to that at homoground.com/episode112. Coming up are the songs Loud and Clear, which is the lead single from their album of the same name. Like I said, it comes out August 20th. Followed by the song It Gets Better, which was inspired by the It Gets Better project, obviously. After that, I've got the song Abolitionist, which was inspired by a PBS special and advocates social justice for all. And then following that is the song Ice Queen.
I never knew you could lose a sense like that. Just like that. Like somebody hit the mute button, then turned up the screeching sounds. Like somebody turned on the static, suddenly my world turned upside down. For the longest time, I blamed myself. I stayed at home, not wanting to go out. My dreams just got much further away. I cursed the world and let it drag me down. My doctor didn't know, because they don't know anything. My specialist called me a miracle. I escaped my days of anger and depression, but it took me a long time to figure it out. I got past my holes in my life, but falling behind, I wasted my time. Before I lost it all, you don't wake up all loud and clear. Even though I couldn't hear loud and clear. Even though I couldn't hear. A musician missing an ear. How am I supposed to know what comes out of my fingers? Complicated the things I hear, trying to understand loud sounds and whispers. My doctor didn't know, 'cause he doesn't know anything. My specialist said it happens all the time. I'm working my way back on the stage. Odds may stack against me, but I'll be alright. I got past my fear of holes in my life, of falling behind. I wasted my time before I lost it all. You know, wake up all loud and clear. Even though I couldn't hear loud and clear. Even though I couldn't hear loud and clear. Even though I couldn't hear loud and clear. Even though I couldn't hear. Loud and clear.
attention to what they say. They don't know you were born this way. You're just doing all you can to get by. It's all that you can do to keep from falling through. Remember that it's your life. Survive.
Abolition acts clearly there. each moment of every day. But we're told to be demure and wait, because people are slow to change. It's tiring trying to sit still and be quiet, knowing it's a matter of time. But a lot of time with a lot of suffering before people wake up and realize the majority are mean and threatening. The government is on their side. We live in fear, keeping out.
That was music by Folkstar. Thanks for listening to another episode of Homo Ground on BeatboxRadio.com. Be sure to check out Beatbox Radio and all the shows that are, also on Beatbox Radio. Lots of music and talk shows of all different subjects and genres. So head over to BeatboxRadio.com and also head over to HomoGround.com. You can subscribe to us on iTunes by going directly to HomoGround.com/iTunes. We're also on MixCloud. Download that app. We're on Stitcher app. I think we're on a few different apps. So if you're traveling on summer vacay or whatever, you can always access the Homo Ground podcast. I was recently on the road in North Carolina and we listened to a bunch of mixtapes. We love the mixtapes. And if you want to make us one, hit us up. HomoGround@gmail.com. Get in touch if you have an idea for something, want to collaborate, or you just want to say, hey, what's up? Yeah, so like I said, I was in North Carolina and it was awesome. I had a lot of fun, got to hang out with some solid individuals, and yeah, it just reminded me of, you know, how important it is to do queer activist work for LGBTQ equality. And you know, North Carolina is really going through a hard time right now. They've got a bunch of conservative Republicans that are so wackadoo. I mean, I can't even believe some of the stuff that has been passing down there. And then, you know, just being back and seeing the effects of Amendment 1, it was really kind of heartbreaking. And I was there for the North Carolina Gay and Lesbian Film Festival. I got to see the film The New Black. Not to be mistaken for Orange is the New Black. This is actually, you know, a serious documentary about the efforts that went into organizing in Maryland around question 6 for marriage equality. It took a really hard look at the efforts that the African American community were making to organize and to get the vote for question 6 to pass. I believe it was to pass for marriage equality, which they ended up winning. So that was awesome. And it just reminded me a lot about the work that we all did in North Carolina to try to defeat Amendment 1, which, you know, unfortunately, we were unsuccessful. So it was just a good reminder being down there in the South and, you know, just remembering my roots. And definitely I commend everyone down there who is doing work and any kind of work, whether it's activist work or you're a queer musician who's putting your music out into the world, or you're just coming out to your family. I mean, every little thing matters and every little thing is a push towards equality. That's my little spiel on that. But closing out tonight, I'm going to play some songs by Julia Weldon, Wojciech, and Clinical Trials, since they all have shows coming up with the bands that were featured on tonight's episode. Be sure to check them out. Support independent music. Julia Weldon, I've got the song Careful in the Dark, followed by Pick Me Clean by Wojciech, and then Sweet Machine by Clinical Trials. And we'll see you next week, or we'll see you at one of these events that are coming up. All right, bye.
Magnetically pulled to the taste of love. When you feel so good, I could eat your heart. So just be careful in the dark. Yeah, just be careful. Sun burns through our clothes, and there won't be grass.